Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back into a 9 o'clock hour. Come in about 10 minutes, we'll get to the Golden Locks. We've got a big game tonight that I am going to hammer two things. Khalil Shakir touchdown, because he just gave birth to a kid, and the under in this game, because the Texans defense is good. I can see this being a Thursday night slot fest. We are rooting for Buffalo if you're wanting the playoff chances to become more relevant for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. That's right. You got to root for them Bills.
Got to root for the Bills.
I just think this is going to be one of those like Thursday night games, right, where it's kind of like the weather outside. Bland, bleak, depressing. It's going to be one of those, I think.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I think somewhere around, like, I think the over-under is 43.5. We'll get Alex's take on this as well, where I think the Bills are going to do what they can to survive. It is Davis Mills versus Josh Allen. It is Houston versus Buffalo. Buffalo on the road on Thursday night. These games get goofy. Mm-hmm. Buffalo, I believe, is a 6 to 6.5 point favorite, depending on where you get your Vegas line. And the over-under that I saw was like 43.5. So we'll see what happens tonight as Thursday Night Football returns. Dalton Kincaid is not playing for the Bills tonight versus the Texans. That's an advantage for Houston. But again, number 17 is still the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills.
And Houston has the best defense in the NFL, too. So they can go out there and win this game and beat Buffalo. And if they do that, it just makes the Chiefs' road to the postseason that much more difficult tonight. So, yeah, you're right, Dusty. We need to be the biggest Buffalo Bills fans this side of Buffalo tonight.
And we're all Tennessee Titans fans on Saturday.
Who do they have?
The Florida Gators.
We got the
rivalry. Ooh, it's at Rocky Top, 6:30.
Big game.
6:30
Saturday
night.
Will be Lane Kiffin's last non-Florida game. I don't know what I'm saying. How about that battle? Tennessee versus Florida, the former Kiffins versus the future Kiffins, potentially.
That's right.
We got to get from our corrections department. You know, we make mistakes on this show, right?
Oh, we do.
We do. Every once in a while, we make a mistake.
Every segment.
Constantly, we make mistakes. Jay Binkley does not get frozen pizzas from Hy-Vee. He's responded. He does not. He orders pizzas from the pizzerias. He does not do the frozen. He does fresh za. So he said these people on the text line are making it up. He's never had a Jack's pizza before from Hy-Vee. So I don't know.
That's false.
Cap City.
Yeah,
that's a big time cap.
I am not buying that at all. There's no chance that Jay Binkley has never had a frozen Jack's pizza. And he said they're making it up. He says the text line is lying and making it up. He did not order beer and frozen pizza. You know what? I hate to be with you, man. The evidence points to that you did.
Yeah, and OJ's innocent.
Yeah, right. Like Jay Binkley didn't order pizza and beer from Hy-Vee.
Yeah, well, I did on Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
he said Wednesday, Bob.
Yeah.
I have two Jack's pizzas in my freezer at home. Binkley for sure has Jack's pizzas in his freezer.
This is a man whose prized possession was an effing pizza cutter, guys. I mean, we're not talking about somebody who valued the ladle. We're talking about somebody who's valuing the pizza cutter. So if you're not getting Jack's pizza, what do you need the pizza cutter for? Because quite honestly, if you order it from the pizza shop, right, or wherever you go, and they deliver your pizza, whether it's a chain, whether it's a local, it's cut.
Well,
right? Very rarely, unless your friend's running the pizza place and they send you the pizza to troll you and don't cut it, have you ever received a pizza from a pizza restaurant, a pizza parlor, that you never had cut? Just slap down the whole pie. So I'm not buying what Binkley's selling. maybe he's getting the Screaming Sicilians, which are awesome. He's definitely getting frozen pizza at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, come on.
You know what, guys? This guy.
College football coverage on 96.5 The Fan, Binkley, Tennessee, Florida, is brought to you by Bud Light. Woo. Bud Light and Tanners are teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanners locations. Bud Light and Tanners, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. Also, Mizzou has a big one. They play Oklahoma this week. They can play spoiler. Good play spoiler in Columbia.
Huge. Big one for Oklahoma, right? You lose. Are you still in? Like, are we at that level of the season now, guys, where a loss of the top 12 teams boots them out? Like, James Madison has got that 12 seed right now. If they lose, they're obviously out, and they'll put the next best group of five, you know, in. Oklahoma's, what, the 4 seed or something like that this week? Are they in danger? Like, if you're a top 4, top 6 seed of losing, you get knocked out, or you just get bumped down? I guess it depends on who you lose to, right?
Oklahoma is the 8th seed.
The 8th seed, right? So if you lose, you're probably out if you're Oklahoma at this point. Yeah.
Yeah, your college football playoff top 12, Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Georgia, Texas Tech, Ole Miss, Oregon, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama, BYU, Utah, which the other big game this weekend in college football is USC at Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Big old game in Eugene,
big
baby.
Big Pac-12
Huge.
Battle out there,
USC,
man.
If they win, you got to think they're going to get some nominations. Now, they need some help in front of them, because in front of them is Vanderbilt, Miami, and Utah, which Utah, the 12th team in the college football playoff. But, I mean, if USC beats Oregon at Oregon, the 7th seed, it's going to be very, very interesting. Something that's also interesting, you say stat corrections. I was wrong. I thought that Xavier Worthy would be just fine the way he is in the NFL. Popped up on the injury report, hurting his ankle going through walkthroughs. Is there really a legit concern about his size and his sustainability?
Well, I think it has to be a concern at this point in time. It's the third time this year he's been on the injury report. A lot of these pop-ups. Yeah, the first one.
He got hit by a Mack truck at 100 miles an hour. Yeah, so I give him a pass on that. Anybody's probably getting hurt on that play.
But it's the pop-ups on Saturday that make you question, like, does he have the durability to get out there and do it? I don't know what the answer is to that question. You know, it sure seems like it's a no at this point, right? I mean, the evidence is what the evidence is. And so when guys pop up on the injury report late in the week and it's something they did in walkthrough or on the plane, whatever the case may be, you're like, all right, is this guy always going to be this way? Is it just going to be something we're going to have to deal with? Because if that's the case, I don't really have much use for you.
And I said it a couple of weeks ago, I just haven't been impressed with what I've seen on the field when he has been healthy. Forget the injury report stuff. Like, he has not looked as fast as Tyreek Hill once. Not even close, honestly, in my mind. Yeah. Again, Maxwell Hairston, rookie corner, and I know he's a fast guy, ran the 40 sub 4.4. Keeping up stride for stride with Xavier Worthy, no issue. My worry is not only just the injuries, it's that plus, are you just like a 165-pound, like, semi-fast guy? Are you just a gadget receiver who's going to get hurt 4 games out of the season every year?
Yeah.
If you're not the fastest player in the league, then you're just an undersized wide receiver who's a gadget player that we got in the first round. That's my worry.
And if you are the fastest player in the league, let's start to see it. However, comment goes back to our conversation from earlier. How much are these defensive backs cheating knowing that they're going to be able to get a jump on Xavier Worthy because Andy Reid refuses to go under center and run the football? And so I am holding out right now on if Xavier Worthy is good or not, because I don't know that Andy Reid is giving him the best opportunity to be good at this point in time. I don't think Andy Reid at this point in time is giving the offense the best opportunity to be good at this point in time.
100%.
Yeah, somebody in the section says Xavier Worthy may be a top-end guy, but he doesn't have the acceleration of Tyreek Hill whatsoever. I think it also goes back to, like, maybe that a lot of people underappreciate what Tyreek Hill was. Like, mm-hmm. He is and was a top receiver in football while he played.
Absolutely.
Like,
and he was the best deep ball receiver ever.
And what do we always hear about? His ball tracking was amazing. Like, he told us the story on the air, I believe, at one of the shows, that when he was a kid, his brothers would, like, or somebody would throw a frisbee as far as they could, and he would run, and that's how he learned how to track the football. Like, I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever played ultimate frisbee or, you know, been in distance throwing with a frisbee. You play frisbee golf. Uh-huh. You know, like, if you're going to go run after it, it looks incredible. Like it's good, and then it's... Yeah.
Do they call that froth?
Yeah, well, yes, froth. Exactly. Froth.
I froth on my cold beer on a Thursday night. But again, I want to just go back and say that maybe I was... And because somebody said, well, he played all year last year and didn't get hurt. I'm not living in last year.
No, I don't care about last
year. I'm living in this year, and there's been 3 to 4 different injuries this year that seem to pop up. And when you hurt your ankle in walkthroughs, and one of your best assets is your legs and your speed, like, you're always just kind of, and I know, and we'll see. I don't know what it is that's, you know, going to be the end result of what Xavier Worthy's career is, but, like, production to the injury, there's been more injury than there has been production this year, and that's why I'm concerned. So,
yeah, I think everybody should be concerned about him. Everybody should be concerned about everybody right now on this team. There's nobody other than number 87 at this point in time where I don't have concerns about somebody out there on the field. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think the concern level obviously varies from player to player. Yeah. Like, more concerned for one than I am for number 4. But yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, 87 is the only one who's bringing it just about every single Sunday right now. And that's why you got to get him the ball on Sunday. I mean, my God.
Force feed him.
Force feed 87 for sake.
Yeah, you got the big boss right behind you. You better be careful if you cuss, because she is there in the flesh.
Get bent.
Coming up on the other side, the guy in the flesh will be Alex Gold, as he'll give us his golden locks here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Got to figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
That's right. Another correction, Dusty.
Uh-oh.
Jay Binkley does get frozen pizzas now, he's admitting.
I don't need to. Yes.
It's just a different brand than the Jack's Pizza brand.
Ah. Somebody says from the 816, ask Gold over under on if Binkley eats Jack's frozen pizzas. I think he's even talked about Jack's when he filled in with Gold for that soft Cody Tapp, LOL.
Yeah. Did he eat Jack's pizza then?
I don't remember if we talk about pizza. I'd rather talk about pizza than try to talk about Google Docs or computers or anything.
Did he call it a help desk? Did he call the Jack's pizza help desk? Like, how do I eat this thing? You know, like, how would he call it? If he was calling the Jack's pizza help desk, Dusty, what would he say?
It said your sale was 3 for $9. I got charged $12 after tax. It doesn't add up. You talk to somebody in your marketing department. It's fake news.
What does Jay say when he looks at the pizza and it's not cut?
Hey, the hell, my ex-wife stole my pizza cutter, so I'm pissed about it. Now I got to eat it with a fork. Get rid of pizza with a fork, Bob?
Yes. You think Jay folds the pizza like a taco and just goes that way with it?
I hate that you say that because the little Totino's pizzas back in the day.
Little you boxes. Said. I'm talking a big pizza.
Yeah.
Like a normal size frozen pizza.
Somebody says, now Alex Gold may have never had cardboard pizza. I guess the middle school lunch pizza that was like the square.
It was at school. We've all had it. It was at school. Yeah. It was like Tony's Pizza, I think is what it was called. Wasn't it Tony's or something?
We didn't have a brand name. I just remember picking the cheese off of that pizza and looking at the sauce. It looked like a bunch of zits. Like, that's all I could think of. I was like, this looks like a bunch of zits on this pizza, like little white dots that just needed to be
I know what you're talking about, but
yeah.
That's what we call Mikey Jackson. We call him Pizza Face. All right.
You know Binkley called some kid Pizza Face.
Oh, dude.
He told the story he was subbing within the last like 25 years or something. He was a substitute teacher one day.
Binkley?
Yes. Did you guys know this? I found this out.
That guy wheeled in the TV?
He said he did.
Wait,
by the way.
Hang on a second. That guy is rolling in the classrooms?
He was a substitute teacher many, many years ago, he told me, and on air. And he said, there's a story. Some kid came in with his hair soaking wet. He just got like a swirly or whatever. And Bink said, Bink, the teacher at the time, started laughing and had it in self-contempt. Like he had to try to flip the switch. Can you imagine as a kid walking in and Jay Binkley's your sub and you just got bullied and Bink's there to console you? Console
right,
you?
He's the guy.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, Scotty, yeah, how long you been a nerd? Oh, man.
Do Binkley a subbing, please. Do Binkley subbing.
Everybody, today's assignment your teacher gave us sucks. You don't understand the real world. We're going to watch a 1991 film of the Packers versus the Cowboys. Here's the deal. The Packers would get Brett Favre in about 5 years and change their franchise trajectory. Anyways, that betting show last night, a successful
one
once again.
That one. That one, Bob.
The assignment your teacher gave sucked for watching Chiefs and Broncos from 91.
So tonight, I want to focus on that one first. Uh-huh. Buffalo-Houston. I love the under, and I love a Shakir touchdown.
Okay. So I don't have a prop bet. I like the Shakir angle. Look, they're down multiple weapons offensively. As you know, Dalton Kincaid's not going to play. Keon Coleman's just been a healthy scratch the last couple of weeks as well. And so someone is going to have to step up offensively in the passing game. Shakir certainly, I think, is their best offensive weapon available outside of James Cook in the game, in the passing game, that
Do
is.
Do we take the Coleman narrative? Because we saw Abdul Carter get benched, had a good game. We saw CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens get benched, had a good game. Clearly, Coleman was fine. He was dancing on the sideline, even though he was late to practice.
Are we 100%? I don't think he's playing tonight. I thought he's not playing again tonight.
He's not playing tonight.
So Coleman, Kincaid both out. So Shakir's the guy.
Yeah, it's Shakir, and they have like some guys we never Shavers or something's another wide. I mean, it's a pretty thin wide receiver room for Buffalo. Mecole Hardman is hurt after the nice return, then fumbled it, then got hurt as well. So I'm with you on the under though. I think that's in play tonight. It's kind of crazy though. You look at the Bills in this spot. Buffalo is 5-0 when they have less than 5 days of rest. And so this is a spot where under Josh Allen, with Sean McDermott, et cetera, they've done well. Whereas on the flip side, the Texans are 0-4 in the exact same spot.
Ooh.
They're the home team, but when they get 5 days or fewer rest, they haven't won. And we all know C.J. Stroud is still in concussion protocol. Mm-hmm. So it's Davis Mills again. He's 0-2 in primetime games. Josh Allen 6-0 in Thursday primetime games. If C.J. Stroud was playing, I was prepared. I talked about this last week. I was ready to take the Texans to upset the Bills because I thought this three-game stretch they were on, they had the bad Dolphins loss, then going into the Bucs game on Sunday, and then this short week here against the Texans. I thought there was a chance C.J. Stroud and the Texans could get him because it Houston defense is legit. With Davis Mills, I don't care how ugly the game might be. I just don't believe there's any way the Texans are winning. Mm-hmm. But I think they could cover tonight. I do think Houston could end up covering this 5.5, 6 in some spots this evening.
Yeah, I saw you said 6-0 for Josh Allen. I saw something that said he's 8-0 now on Thursday nights. I mean, he is wildly successful, you know, on Thursday night football. And so this is a game, obviously, we need Buffalo to win this game.
Absolutely.
Right? If you're a Chiefs fan, you're rooting your ass off for the Buffalo Bills to go out there and to win this football game. If Buffalo loses this football game, it just makes it harder for us to get into the postseason. So you got to be on the side of Houston tonight.
Absolutely. And you know, Houston, their defense, and the Chiefs will see them in a couple weeks too. They still allow a league low 16 points per game. That's why you're talking about the under, Dusty. Houston defense, 16.3 per game, second in yards allowed. And then Buffalo, here's what's tricky. Their defense has allowed 62 points in the last two games. Now, one of that was the Tua performance where they got blown out and beat up by the Dolphins. And then this past week against Baker Mayfield and the Bucs. So I think their defense will be much better tonight considering it's Davis Mills. If they can slow down Woody Marks, I think we're good there.
So I guess we have to look at like guys like Gabe Davis, Dalton Knox for being options for the, and then obviously I think this could be a James Cook type of game. That's why I like the under, because it's going to be Willie Marks versus James Cook, I believe, a lot of in the first half. And then I like Josh Allen rushing yards, because why not just keep doing it yourself? It worked against Tampa when you guys were going toe to toe, and then he just like took over.
Yeah, I know Thursday night games are weird. We've talked about that for years, and they are weird. If C.J. Stroud was playing, I would have a much different feel. I mean, it's still Davis Mills. We're still talking about Davis Mills being the quarterback here. So as much as the Houston defense maybe can give the Bills offense a little bit of problem, I don't know how often we're going to see the Texans going on long touchdown drives in this game tonight.
Mm-hmm. Buddy, we are 12 days away for your boy.
I'm not following, sorry.
12 days away till December 1st.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry. Not following.
Until I get laid. No.
Yeah.
Until,
well, I wasn't sure with you. Who knows? Who knows what 12 days from now could be?
Mm-hmm. Never know. No. May not be here. But no, Missouri launched December 1st. Any information that is there any sites out there that people can take advantage of? Is there any like first day bets? Is there any sort of stuff like that? I know the St. Louis Blues, I think, might have one out there as well. Like one shot on goal with like whatever, like a high bet, you get like cash bets or whatever it may be for certain places.
So if you're a brand new customer, if you're somebody that is
held out, baby,
never signed up for some of these apps, then you can take advantage of some great sign-up offers. Some of the books
are
going to have.
So if you're signed up in Kansas, you can't sign up in Missouri,
correct. You
right?
already have an account. So if you have FanDuel, Draft, you got to do driver's license and social and stuff.
That's right.
If it was only that simple.
Nice try.
FanDuel, DraftKings, et cetera.
What if you cancel your accounts and reopen them?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So if you're truly a new customer with that company, with that sports book, then you can take advantage of those sign-up offers. You know, Bet 5, I think one of them has Bet 5, get 400. I mean, great offers on sign-up, but most people probably that are listening to this show, if they have any interest in betting, they're doing good chance. Now, everybody, there are going to be some day one launch offers on December 1 with a couple of the books that will be, I still think, pretty darn good, which sounds like, for example, one of the books is going to have going into that Monday Night Football game, you know, if the quarterback in this game throws for 5 yards, you get $50. Like, basically, they're basically giving you $50. You know, if you guys remember from the launch in Kansas, mm-hmm. there were a couple of those that were floating around. So that'll be available to everybody on some of the books.
Okay.
Other than that, it's mainly going to be a new customer thing. And then if you're someone that wants to go to a physical retail sports book, that'll be the difference that we haven't really had. We've had on the Kansas side, Hollywood Casino, of course, and their sports book. On the Missouri side, you're going to have Harris, which is a Caesars sportsbook property. My understanding is right now they're going to have kind of a pretty small setup. It's not going to be a full-blown book per se. They'll have kiosks, they'll have the window and all that, and maybe some TVs. But if you've gone to Hollywood and you've seen their bigger setup, that won't be right now what they plan at Harris. Now, Argosy is planning actually a pretty legit setup. I'm going there next week to see a little sneak preview thing. They're supposed to have probably out of the group on the river there in KCMO, probably the most real sports book of the bunch. So if you're looking for an in-person venue to feel like you're at a sports book and be at a sports book, that'll be one to keep an eye on. And that is owned by the same people that own Hollywood. So that's kind of why it'll be a little bit mirrored. And then Ameristar, that's Boyd Gaming, I believe. I'm not sure what their full-blown plans are yet.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are there going to be apps that aren't available in Kansas that will be available in Missouri that, like, if you're a member of, you know, whatever it is, you know, in Kansas, but Missouri has something that you're not a member of, is that going to happen, or are we going to have the same books across the state lines?
So there's one that's different. Eventually down the road, there could be some other ones, but Circa Sports does not operate in Kansas. They only operate played in Vegas, Iowa, and Kentucky, and then now Missouri. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be one that most people probably have never used, I guess, unless you went up to Iowa or something at some point in time and you sign up for an account. We don't know what their launch offers are. They're more of a, they're known as like in the book for the high end better. They don't limit you. They're kind of more, a little more bare bones. So I don't think you'll expect to see, you know, profit boost tokens and things like that. They still might do some type of bet match or deposit match or something. I'm not sure what the offer is going to be, but that would be the one book that people don't have.
So that's it. That's the only different one. We're not getting like that Bet Rivers or anything.
Not as of right this second.
What about ESPN bet? Will we be getting that?
The score bet? Yes. You'll be able to do eventually the score bet on December 1 when that launches. Someone was texting and saying, you do get the bonus bets if you have an account. I don't believe that is accurate. That's not usually how that works.
You're already in.
I mean, I'll be honest. Like literally, the FanDuel reps were at our building last week, and they said that wasn't the case.
Yeah. So. Well, but also too, like it's like you know, when you're a new customer, like you sign up for the cable TV, and as a new customer, you get all this stuff for nothing, and then your existing customer's like, why don't I get that? And they're like, you did like 5 years ago when you first joined on. So.
Yeah, so I think the big one for anybody that already has accounts to watch will be Circa, because most people don't have that, and that'll be where you might be able to find a deposit match. They revamped their entire app, and you can already download the app and get your account set up and already like preloaded, and I have not preloaded my account, so I don't know. Maybe they're already giving you the deposit match. I'm not sure.
What kind of hit is Kansas expecting to take?
It's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah. I honestly don't know, Bob. Yeah. I mean, certainly there's going to be an impact, especially, you know, in the NFL season in particular, right? Most people, if they're bettors, the NFL is what they bet. There's some people that bet year round. They're going to bet on any sport, but most people, even if they're very casual, they bet on the NFL. Yeah. So the NFL's king, right? Uh-huh. And so on Sundays, you guys saw all the people, Dusty, you do this on Sunday, all the people that would drive over to the state line. So I don't have a dollar amount for you. I think it'll be something to track. Like go look at obviously the last couple falls and then compare it next year and see where things are at. But remember, this was the story even on the eastern side of the state too, because people have been going to Illinois. The same thing applies there. Now they won't have to go across to Illinois. People, if you lived in the northern part of Missouri, you were going up to Iowa. It'll have an impact on the Kansas revenue they've been taking advantage of over the last couple of years since they got ahead of Missouri on that.
If Kansas were to legalize weed, which state would lose more, Missouri and weed money or Kansas and gambling money?
Fascinated by that. No kidding. Seriously.
I'm being serious.
I don't know. It is weird how, like, I guess this is the good thing with the state line. You got a little bit, whatever you want, Bob, you can get on either side of the state line, you know?
No doubt about it. I assume with a lot of people that might sign up for the first time or place bets on future bets, they might look at the Kansas City Chiefs. I think Max said it earlier this week. They're plus 1,000 right now to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Any other good futures out there maybe to put on the Chiefs?
Well, I think one of these is just not bettable right now. So everybody's been talking make or miss the playoffs this week, right? Do you think the Chiefs can get in? And you guys have probably looked at the numbers too. And make the playoffs, they're minus 220, which is an implied probability of, you know, 68% or so, 66% for them to make it. Miss the playoffs is plus 176. To me, you can't bet minus 220. It's too much juice. Like even if you think the Chiefs are making the playoffs still, and I do, by the way, that's not bettable. Plus 176, like that's actually not a bad bet to make at this point in time, especially like Dusty. I know you think they're not going to make it like that. Uh-huh. That there's value there at plus 176 and minus 220. It just doesn't make any sense. I bet $100, Bob. I'm only winning 20. It's just not a smart bet to make. So I don't think that's really a market you can dabble all that much in unless you're on the miss the playoff side. The one that is intriguing still to me is the Super Bowl 10-1 odds, because if you think they make the playoffs, that means they're probably going to have to win 6 out of their next 7, if not win out. Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, even Dusty, you would admit, I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but you would admit if they did win 6 of 7, mm-hmm. you would obviously feel way differently about this football team.
Sure. I mean,
you would have to. And so then if I told you had a 10-1 ticket, suddenly, even though they would be going on the road throughout the playoffs, I bet you would feel pretty decent about your 10-1 ticket. Mm-hmm. What's crazy about it is only one other team in the Super Bowl era has won it starting 5 or 5 or worse. That was the 0-1 Patriots.
Won the Super Bowl.
Won the Super Bowl. Only two have even made it to the Super Bowl. 5 and 5 or worse have made it. Two of them, it was the 0-1 Patriots and the 79 Rams. So,
oh, I remember that 79 Rams.
I bet you were there, Bob. You were in St. Louis at the time, yeah.
Yeah, before them.
Exactly.
Was that the year the Rams wore the blue and white uniforms that actually looked good?
It might have been, yeah. I don't even know who they played. Who do you think the LA Rams
79,
played?
79, I'm
who
going to guess Pittsburgh.
That's a good bet.
79 Rams Super Bowl. Let's see. Pittsburgh Steelers, 31-19 Steelers win. Yeah. There you go, Bob. Nice poll.
No, it's not. It's an easy poll. The Steelers are the team of the 70s.
You're older, Bob. You know these more than Dusty and I, you know?
It's Pittsburgh. It's the Steelers of the 70s. 49ers of the 80s. Cowboys of the 90s. The odds are pretty good guessing, you know.
Fair enough.
Who else was? I mean, there weren't any many teams in the 70s, too. That's the other thing.
Right,
you know?
After, yeah.
Because sure as hell wasn't the Jets.
Well, yeah.
And the Dolphins and the Bills and the Chiefs. And so you eliminate all of them. I mean, you don't really have many more to go with.
True. True. Now, what about Sunday? How do you guys feel about Sunday? The Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites. We know they were 4.5-point favorites that closed last week against Denver. The total is 49.5. The craziest stat that I saw attached to this game, for those that are saying, like, all right, why are they favorites? Like, the Chiefs just lost. The Colts are potentially a number one seed and all this. The craziest stat is there's only been 14 teams since 1990 that are 5-5 or worse in favored against a team that's won 80% of their games or more, and the Colts have. The previous 14 times that have happened, so this will be the 15th on Sunday, those 14 times, the team that was in the Chiefs spot, 14-0 and 12-0-2 against the spread.
Holy
shit. So if you are still a favorite at this point, despite your record against a quality, very high quality team, those teams have won every single time.
Wow. So you like the Chiefs in this way.
That's not the only reason why, but yeah, I was like, that's a pretty crazy, stat.
You asked how I'm feeling about the Chiefs. It all comes down to how Andy Reid calls the game. That's where I am. So can you bet on how many rushing attempts under center or how many plays under center we're going to have or how many rushing attempts, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Like Dusty said, you can bet on rush attempts
for certain players. The under this week, or is this one where you're just going to hammer the over on that because of all the static that Andy Reid has gotten this week?
I mean, like, I would like to think there's a little bit of sense of humor that the first drive of the game, they run the ball quite a bit more than normal. But I don't know. I think he is what he is, right? Like, he's
that's not a good thing.
When you have, I agree. Obviously, he's won an immense amount of games and all this and had kind of, you know, all kinds of success. But there's ego involved. I mean, if you win, if you have as much success as these guys do, you're saying, why do I think I have to change? And I really believe that's something it probably pretty easy to fall into, a trap to fall into. And
look, I'm old and I change all the time, right? Like, I've done this a long time.
But what's weird, Bob, he over his career, he has adapted.
I know, but not in game.
No,
that's
over his career, he wouldn't be where he is without. I mean, he is absolutely adapted with different quarterbacks and systems. They've brought in guys to help with the pistol.
He's been great adapting and adjusting.
Been one of the best. But it's, I still think he wants to win a certain way. Like, yeah, he wants to win deep down, but I still think it's a certain way. And that is evident by this past week against Denver, where we all know late in the game it was a defensive battle, and they wanted to still win by passing the football, when we all know that you run it two extra times, perhaps we're having a completely different conversation about the playoff positioning for the Kansas City Chiefs. So to answer your question about do they go under center more, I don't know. They're bottom five in the NFL and going under center this year. And so one or two more times more, maybe, but that's all I'm asking for, honestly. I don't need them to suddenly shift their entire game plan and scheme. It just needs to be a couple more times under center, keep the defense offense. I do think that this is a game in which Kansas City wins on Sunday. I really do, and I think this is the key. If they lose on Sunday, I'll be joining Dusty on Monday, and I will say the season is over.
I think we all will be there.
They're not going to go from losing three in a row to winning six in a row. If they beat the Colts, all of a sudden you still got a game to wiggle with down the stretch, and Cowboys team, we know they got the Texans and the Titans on the schedule. I actually think it sets up pretty favorably at that point.
Sure it does, yeah. But you got to go out there and take care of business. And to me, whether you win or lose, it's all going to be down to the play calling in this one, man. It's the execution. We can say all that we want, but you have to give your team a chance. And by blatantly not running the football, you're not giving your team a chance, especially now that we have so many people around the league who keep using the term predictable on this organization. So that's why I ask, are there run totals that we can bet? And is this the one where you maybe would lean towards the over? Because you did kind of steal it from me, you know, a little bit. My thought was like, just to joke with everybody at the beginning of the game, basically, all right, you want us to run, fine.
Exactly. So rushing props, because Isaiah Pacheco is, you know, still on the injury report. There's not a ton of props yet for him or for the Chiefs running. The only player you can bet, at least at FanDuel, for rushing is Jonathan Taylor. For the running back wise, Jonathan Taylor, and then Mahomes and Daniel Jones. You cannot right now find a prop on Pacheco or Kareem Hunt. That'll change.
Yeah.
And maybe one of the other books has it. But once we know for sure Pacheco, if he gets another full practice today, then I think you'll start seeing prop bets pop up, and And Isaiah Pacheco will have the highest over-under probably of the Chiefs. Now, Jonathan Taylor, 90.5 is his number. James Cook, of course, the last big-time running back the Chiefs faced, gave up 114
yards against him. 77.
But prior to that, they were obviously handling right. Saquon and Derrick Henry and Etienne and Gibbs, et cetera. So, that, of course, that's the story of the game. I don't know how you guys view the just the game as a whole. I think it's one of those where if my season in this run is going to come to an end, if Daniel Jones wants to go out there and throw for 330 and three touchdowns, and I'll go out. By the way, I'll go out that way. Like, so be it. If you tell me on Monday, I'm talking about the Chiefs season being over, and Daniel Jones got him for 330 and 330 yards and four touchdowns, three touchdowns, and Jonathan Taylor only had 50 yards, then so be it.
Yeah.
I'm not, Jonathan Taylor's not going for $150 on me, and Daniel Jones gets to sit back there and be game manager and throw for $185 and a touchdown. Not happening. Like, right. He's going to have to beat me. That's how I would approach it.
No,
by the way, they can still beat the Chiefs that way. I'm just saying, I'm not getting eliminated from the postseason in my mind because I let Jonathan Taylor make it happen. Daniel Jones is going to have to make plays against me.
Let me ask you the million-dollar question. Who do the Chiefs want to win tonight?
Oh, the Buffalo or the Buffalo Bills, absolutely.
Because the text line's mad at me because I said we're all rooting for Buffalo and they're like, screw that. You want the Houston Texans to win? I'm like, no, you don't.
No. Look, Buffalo's going to make the playoffs.
Right.
The Patriots, to me, I think are going to win the AFC East. The Bills are going to be a 5 or 6 seed as a wild card. The Texans, you still have a head to head later in the year with them, but no, you want to get them out of the picture. I think I saw
they're ahead of you right now.
They're ahead of you right now, and I think I saw the probability index stuff. You guys were maybe talking about too. If they lose, the Texans drop all the way to like a 27-28% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you immediately pass them in the standings and do nothing tonight.
Yeah, you clearly root for the Bills. I just want to make sure that
the same way last week, we should have been hoping the Chargers beat the Jags, guys. Yeah,
right,
and
absolutely.
And now we see why that's a problem that the Jags won last week.
Right, so. Because the Chargers stink, though. I mean, that was free money. The Chargers traveling east, they lost to the Giants, they lost to the Jags. They're not a very good football team. They need to find losses along the way, too.
Danon Hughes and what else today?
Yeah, we'll talk some of the comments from Travis Kelce on New Heights, you know, about this team's roster. I think it probably frustrates you even more when you hear him say what he said about how, you know, they essentially still think this team's better than a year ago. But we all know what the record is. So we'll start the show discussing that and then looking at the AFC, NFC side. Who's in the dance right now that we think will not be there at the end?
No doubt about it.
Thanks, guys,
for the time. Appreciate it. It's Alex Gold coming up next with Cody, James, and himself from 10 to 2. We'll wrap this show up on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending hear your blues.
I'm still laughing at Binkley as the substitute teacher. I had no idea that he was a sub at one point.
Yeah, dude.
How many classes do you think he lasted before he's like, I'm out of this?
Is he the cool sub?
Like, I don't know.
For sure, dude.
Or you think he was the cool sub?
Yeah, because Alex told us he rolled in the TV when he was a sub. Whenever a teacher did that, that was the guy.
Now, anytime the teacher rolled in the TV, we knew they were hungover. Looking back now, you know that they were hungover. Like, as a child in third grade, you didn't know what the hangover was or anything like that. But now, looking back, you're like, oh, Mrs. So-and-so got plowed last night. Well, that's why she's, you know, showing us this movie. We had a teacher, Mr. Grogan, for history. And it was my, I think, junior or senior year. Every single class was an old, like, WW2 movie or Vietnam movie. And then he would give us tests on these. Oh, it's brutal.
How old?
High school.
Okay. I was thinking you were, like, elementary school. You're watching World War II.
We always had the...
Well, maybe. I don't know.
We had... His name was Mr. Howe. Not James Howe, but he'll be in for Drew for one more day. But his name was Mr. Howe. And every Friday, he would put on Bill Nye the Science Guy. We'd watch two episodes. He would fall asleep in his chair.
Yeah.
And
hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. And we would have a piece of paper and it had like 10 blank lines on it. And it would just be like, the blank is the reason why chlorophyll is this. And I would borophyll. I'm kidding. Shout out to Billy Madison. But no, that's like what we did on Friday. So like that class rocked, dude. I loved it. I mean, my favorite class of all time was Spanish 1 and Spanish 2 with Miss Buchanan.
Was she hot?
Very.
Yeah.
smoke show.
Did you guys have the teacher that you thought was drinking under the desk? We always had this guy. Ralph Pinay was his name. And we always, no, that's the wrong guy. Ralph Pinay was the bio teacher. There was another teacher. Now, I can't remember what that guy's name was. But we used to always say, this guy was drinking at his desk. He's got this thermos. We're like, oh, yeah, this guy's clearly going underneath and taking a pull off the bottle of vodka. Dealing with all
they
of
were
us.
Hitting darts in the teacher's
lounge. Well, that was without. Yeah,
but
I mean,
that was gone by the time I was in school.
Were you allowed, like, when you were in school? I know, Mac, this is 100% no. Did the teacher's room, was that the smoking area for the teachers when you were that young?
No, in school. When I was there.
See, they did. That teacher's room, you would open it up, it would be as foggy as it is out here right now. You looked around.
Was there like a student's area? Was that a thing ever?
There was at the, yes, we called it, at my high school, it's called the bucket. It was like in the middle, like the high school was like three sides, and then the middle part was. Now, when I was going to high school there, they did not allow the students to smoke because it was in the 90s. But when my mother went to that same high school, oh yeah, that's where everybody hung out.
Wow.
And did all that kind of stuff. Then once they got rid of smoking in the teacher's room, then the teachers that were burning lung darts went and hung out with the janitor in the boiler room.
Mm. I always wanted to go to the boiler room, but I never did.
You never wanted to go in there because you never know what you were going to see. Could have been Mr. Dicker and Miss Lucibello who were hanging out at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, luscious Linda Lucibello.
Man, yep, my first love.
You knew her?
Yeah, Senorita Buchanan. First love. Happily married now, so shout out to the Buchanans, which it's not their last name. I don't know what it is, but happy that they're doing well. Missed a golden opportunity. Just kidding.
No, you didn't.
You might think twice. So this is interesting. Flight tracker alerts. This comes from Message Board Geniuses. Flight tracker alert. Flights from Auburn to Gainesville landed in Columbia, Missouri today. You know what that means?
Drinks leaving, right?
I don't know, man.
I love this time of year with the flight trackers.
Because Power Mizzou's the one that kind of started the train here, it looks like. And
Was that the one from Power Mizzou? Because that's what happens during this time of the year. I mean, ask Alex over the years. We're tracking these flights in and out of Lawrence, Kansas, and places like that. But that's the best thing to do at this time of the year for college coaching searches is do the flight tracker and look at the airport or where planes are coming from or whatever. Now, some are incognito. Like, you can't find Taylor's plane, right? But a lot of these you can. A lot of these are state-owned, and so they kind of have to be where they're going and knowing what they're doing. And so I think if you're a Missouri fan and you see a plane from Auburn, Alabama, and one from Gainesville that have landed in, why are they going to Columbia, Missouri, right? You have to ask yourself those questions. Elijah Drinkwitz is a hot commodity, apparently, to be a coach at somewhere other than Mizzou. He was the number one seed, I guess you could say, for Penn State. A lot obviously depends on what Lane Kiffin is going to do and where he's going to end up going and how jobs go from there. And then, you know, you kind of see what happens with Eli Drinkwitz out there at Missouri. But, I mean, as a Missouri fan, you got to think, that's awesome. Our coach is coveted, right? When was the last time your coach was coveted? When was the last time a Kansas coach was coveted? Yeah. Never, right? Like, this is cool if you're the University of Missouri. Now you got to ante up and try to keep him there at Mizzou. You guys think Penn State's a better job. I do as well. But let's say Kiffin.
Well, you and I do. Yeah.
Let's say Kiffin goes to Florida and Ole Miss opens. That's not a better job than Mizzou, I don't think.
Same level.
Same type of job.
Yeah, same tier.
I don't think you leave unless they give you a boatload of cash. But
no, now that Mizzou's in the SEC, they're same tier. They've got the facilities that Ole Miss does. Yeah, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
They don't maybe have the history, but Mizzou's got what's happening now. They've got what Eli Drinkwitz is doing now. They're hot.
Yeah. If I'm Drinkwitz, I'm going to Penn State or Florida. I'm not going to Ole Miss. LSU maybe.
Why not stay in Mizzou?
Yeah, if the money's
it's fine. If
the
you
money's
do, yeah.
right,
yeah, you're rebuilding that stadium. Mm-hmm. You can kind of build your new era. You can finally make people stop saying the name Pinkle every 5 weeks after you have 3 weeks good and then there's a bad loss. Like Pinkle wouldn't have lost that. You can put that behind you, and
or maybe
really,
that's why you leave.
Or I mean, again, I don't know, man. I'm just saying, like I don't know what I do if I'm Eli Drinkwitz. I mean, you've built and sustained your time right now in Mizzou. And I thought his comments a couple weeks ago where he was like, the season isn't over if you're not making the college football playoff. But that's the time we live in, though. So, I mean, it kind of is. Because all those teams that have those, star-studded athletes on their roster, if they don't make the college football playoff, they're like, well, I'm out.
We're out. Yeah, there's no, like, we'll get you again next year. It's just a cycle of turning guys over constantly. And, maybe Florida or Penn State has a much bigger NIL budget. Maybe that, all of that stuff that you need now in college sports is changed so much. It really begins and ends with, what's my NIL budget going to be? And if it's not big enough, I ain't going, because it's the only way you can compete in college sports now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not a lot of good coaching candidates in the college landscape or NFL right now.
No, there really isn't. It's very bad when it comes to coaches. Yeah,
I mean, we brought it up obviously weeks ago, but for that reason alone, Lane Kiffin should take a longer look and say, okay, maybe it is the Giants. Maybe it is the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. But you're right. There's not that many good coaches around, not many great coaches around. And I don't know if it's necessarily about building facilities anymore. It used to be all about the facilities. I don't think the kids necessarily care about the facilities as long as they're getting, you know, paid, right? Now, if you're not getting paid like it was back in the day, having a cool locker room with some strobe lights and Xbox in there is cool. But now, guys, it's reality. I just want to be paid. Just like me. I just want to be paid. Mm-hmm. Pay me what I'm worth. And that's what those guys want. They're not going to go because you have Xbox in the locker room anymore. So you've got to have that NIL money. And if the NIL money at Florida is twice as it is, what is it, Mizzou or someplace else that it is at Mizzou, then he has to seriously consider those things.
Tomorrow's Red Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The script, Mitch, Mac, Bob, and Dusty, one more time until after Thanksgiving. Tomorrow on the show, coming up next, it is Cody, it is Gold, and Mr. James Howe on Cody and Gold from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow, but remember, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know, it can change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay groovy, stay awesome. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.